Hello everyone at Blind Cool Tech, this is Quinn Lee. Today I would like to quickly show you how to set up a home network. Now I'm certainly not a computer expert, so please forgive me if I'm wrong about something or if I say some terms wrong, but I certainly try my best to be accurate, and I figured this out all by myself. I used the internet to look up some things when I had some problems, but you know, it's not as complicated as I thought. Although there were a number of things that I wish I knew before. For example, you know, my PC could access certain types of files on my laptop, but not other types of files, such as Word files, PDF files, and so on. And those files are very important for me to be able to get access to. Now, one thing about home network is that if your laptop is turned off, then your PC will not be able to access files from your laptop. So just to keep that in mind. And so let me tell you a bit about my computers. Okay, so my PC, I bought it from Humanware, and it's quite new. I bought it in December. It runs Windows XP Home. My laptop is the ThinkPad X60, and it's from Lenovo. I bought it a few weeks ago. It runs Windows XP Professional, and both of these computers use JAWS 7.1. So let me talk about hardware setup. My laptop obviously has a wireless card. My computer, it just has an Ethernet card, and that's about it. I have a wireless router that has 4 Ethernet ports and 1 LAN port. I think that's what it's called, so forgive me if I'm wrong. And how I set it up is from my cable modem. There's an Ethernet cord running from that to the LAN port on the wireless router. So there's an Ethernet cord. I'm not sure that's what you call LAN port, I think. And then from one of the Ethernet ports on the wireless router, I run an Ethernet cord from that to my computer, to the Ethernet jack on my computer. And because my laptop is wireless, the router automatically recognized it. Obviously, I had to set up before that to be able to use the wireless connection on that. But perhaps another podcast or someone else who's better can show you how to do that, how to set up a secure wireless connection. Okay, so that's about it for the hardware. And the next thing you might want to do is run the network wizard. Windows XP has that. I cannot speak for other operating systems, and I'm not sure how they work. But I would assume maybe certain principles are the same. I'm not sure though. Okay, so I'm going to demonstrate this on my laptop. Now you would have to run the wizard on every computer that you would like to be recognized on the network. So in my case, I ran the wizard on my PC as well as my laptop. Okay, so I'm going to go into the start menu. I hope that's loud enough for you. And then go into settings.
Settings, submenu, C, control,
go into network connections.
Network connections, enter, leaving menu, start button, network connections, list, new, network setup wizard.
Go into network setup wizard.
Enter, network setup wizard, next creator, alt plus N.
Clicks next.
Complete the following steps: colon, bullet, install the network cards, modems, and cables, bullet, turn on all computers, printers, and external modems, bullet.
Okay, so basically this dialog just tells you to connect all the hardware properly and that sort of thing.
Next, enter the network connections listed below are disconnected. Plug in your network cables or otherwise connected.
Okay, it gives me this dialog because I currently am not using my Ethernet port on my computer, on my laptop, so I'm going to say ignore this.
Ignore disconnected network card space check. Next enter. The wizard found the shared internet connection on the computer. Quote unknown internet connection sharing device. Quote, do you want to use the existing shared connection for this computer's internet access? Yes. best use the existing shared connection for this computer's internet access. Left parent recommended right parent check. 102.
Okay, so that's fine the way it is.
Add, let's add, add, next greater, enter, computer description, colon, ThinkPad X60, Alt plus C, computer description, colon, ThinkPad X60, Alt plus C.
Okay, so I give a description of my computer here.
Add, computer name, colon, Lenovo, Alt plus O, computer
and
name,
I give
colon,
the name.
Lenovo, Alt plus O.
Okay, so it's important to have different names for different computers so that you know what computers you like to access files from on. So for example, my laptop I named Lenovo, and because that's the name who made it. Originally it was IBM, I guess. And my PC, I named it Humanware because that's where I bought it from.
Tab, learn more about tab, less tab, alt tab, next, enter, name your network by specifying the workgroup name below. All computers on your network should have the same workgroup name, colon, MSHOME, alt plus W.
Okay, here, for my case, I put in Quinn Lee.
Tab, less tab, next, print, alt plus N.
Oh.
Tab, cancel, tab, workgroup name, colon, MSHOME, tab, less tab, next, print, enter. Turning on file and printer sharing makes the shared documents folder available to everyone on your network. It also gives everyone access to a shared printer if one is available. What do you want to do? Turn off file and printer sharing. Windows Firewall will block file and printer sharing on your network. If you currently have shared files or printers, they will no longer be shared. Check 202.
Okay, so you should turn this on by scrolling up.
Turn on file and printer sharing. Windows Firewall will be configured to allow file and printer sharing on your network. Check one of tab, less tab, next, enter. The wizard will apply the following settings. This process may take...
Okay, so from here on, basically, you keep pressing next and next. To continue, one of the last dialog boxes is about creating a CD that has the Windows XP network configuration. So you can use that CD to run the wizard. I don't know, I'm not sure how that works actually, because I didn't do that. Because that only applies if you have different operating systems on different computers. So for example, if you have Windows XP on laptop and then, you know, Windows 2000 on your PC or something like that, you might want to create a CD that has your network configuration and use that to run the wizard. As I said, I'm not sure how that works. For my case, I just chose something like just finished this wizard. I have my own CD or something like that. And so I'm going to close this.
Alt F4, network connect. Alt F4, test.
And basically, you would have to do the same thing on your PC as I did. So I would have to do the same thing. And you would have to do the same wizard on every PC that you like to be, or every computer you like to be on the network. Okay, well, after I did this, I still couldn't access my files. Well, I could access, I couldn't access files on my laptop or on my PC. And what I realized was I have to configure the firewall on up my Norton on both the computers correctly. So if you have Norton, then listen on. If you don't, then you can fast forward this part. Okay, so I'm going to go into my Norton by going to the system tray.
Select the system tray icon dialog, list box 17, Norton Internet Security Patch enabled. Enter, context menu, open Norton Internet, enter. Leaving menus, Norton Internet Security. Miss status.
Okay, yes. And then you're going to click on the firewall link.
Links list dialog, links of key, personal firewall.
Okay, going to enter
personal
on
firewall,
that.
Page link.
Go to the bottom of the screen and find the configure button.
Configure button.
Now this one, if you enter on that, the screen will freeze. So, not the screen, but JAWS anyway. So basically, I go into this cursor.
JAWS the virtual PC.
And use the left click button.
Configure off. Configure. Left click, configure button, configure button, Norton Internet Security, customize your online protection, one frame of one link, virtual PC, Norton.
Okay, so go into to the top of the screen,
Norton Internet
and find networking.
Table with firewall programs, network and clickable.
Click on that.
Location.
Okay, and then go to the bottom of the screen.
Okay.
And find something, go up and find trusted button.
Land thread wizard remove add dot plan. List control mask ID met list and address. Type restrict trusted plan. Trusted alt plus E button. Click
okay,
on.
So I press enter on that.
Enter trusted alt plus E.
And go down to find add button.
Restrict type address list and network ID code mask list and plan. Add dot 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 alt plus.
Okay, also this one don't enter on it because it will freeze the screen again. You might want to do the other cursor.
Right, rapid.
Oh, sorry.
Plan, add dot 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 alt plus.
Oh,
button.
I think it's already on it right now, that's why. What did I do?
Virtual PC, JAWS the virtual PC network, add dot 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 add.
Okay, so left click.
Left click, network and Morton Internet Security, network and virtual PC.
Okay.
Left enter plan, enter computer zero by name, plan, enter computer zero by name, left parent www.symantec.com, right parent or by internet address, left parent 192.168.1.1, right parent. To enter multiple computers, use the space between each entry, edit. Enter, forms mode on.
Okay, so I pressed enter on that. I'm going to type in Humanware space Lenovo.
Humanware.
And you just have to press
Lenovo, forms mode on, plan. OK button.
OK.
Enter.
And I'm not sure why the screen doesn't talk right now. Strange.
Enter. Network and Morton Internet Security Dialog. The domain name is not being resolved by DNS. Add anyway, yes button, alt plus Y.
So I'm not sure why it gives you that dialog box, but I think maybe because I already add that on. So I'm going to press no.
Add no button, alt plus N. Enter, Morton Internet Security Dialog. The internet address specified is already in this list. OK button. Enter, Morton Internet Security Networking. PC. Add, cancel, OK plan. Enter computer zero by name, left parent W.
OK, so I'm going to close this dialog box.
Alt F4, Morton Internet Security, Morton Internet. Add, remove, alt, add, dot, dot, remove, wizard, the frame network, plan.
Close
Alt
it.
F4, configure button. Alt
close
F4,
it.
Desktop, folder view.
And you would have to do the same on your PC as well as your laptop or on every computer that you like to be on a network that has Norton. Because otherwise one computer could access the others, but the others could not access certain computer. Okay, now that I have configured Norton, I still had some problem. Now, this problem doesn't apply when I access files using my PC, my laptop. So, for example, when I am using my laptop to access files on my PC, I could access all types of files, no problem. But when I'm on my PC and I try to access files on my laptop, I could open video files, music files, but I could not open files like PDF, Word, and .txt. And those files are very important for me to be able to access, from my PC when I'm on my PC. So the next thing I had to do on my laptop is disable simple file sharing on my laptop.
Start button, control plus escape, start menu.
So I will go into my desktop.
Windows M, leaving menus, desktop, folder view, list view, not selected, computer, 1 of 8.
Go to computer or my computer, because I changed the name on my laptop.
Folder, computer, enter. Computer, list view, not.
Okay, press the tool menu.
Alt T, menu bar, tools T, menu, Mac network.
Go to folder option.
Folder options, not enter, leaving menu.
Press Control Tab for view.
View page. You can apply to view left parent subject.
Press Tab twice.
Tab 313 view. Files and folders open. 18 items.
Press the End button.
End. 1. Use simple file sharing. Left parent recommended. Right parent dash off. 18 of 18.
Okay, right now it's off. The default is on. So it's good to clear this checkbox and then, specify different options in the security tab later on. So right now it's off, so I'm not going to do anything. I'm going to get out of here.
Escape, list view, not selected, local hard drive, left parent seat, alt F4, desktop.
Okay, so after I did that, using my PC, I could access Word files now, but I still could not access PDF files and .txt files. So the next thing I would have to do on my laptop is go into the properties of the share folder.
My network places. See computer, enter. Computer, list view, not select.
And my shared folder happened to be called Documents.
D, documents.
So go into that by pressing Alt, Enter.
Alt, Enter. Documents properties dialog.
Do Control Tab to share.
Sharing page. You can share this folder with other users on your network. To enable sharing for this folder, click Share this folder. Share this folder radio button check. 202, Alt plus S.
Now, you should try to get into this page on your PC as well. So on your PC, you would find the shared folder. Usually, it's called Shared Document. Do Alt Enter to get into Properties, and do Control Tab to get into Share, and then you turn on this option, which is turn on right now.
Tab, share name colon combo tab, comment colon edit tab, allow this number of users colon radio button check tab. You can share this folder with other users on your network. To enable sharing for this folder, click Share this folder, edit spin box 2.
The default is 10. I set mine to 2 because there's only my PC and my laptop.
Tab, permissions button, Alt plus T.
Permission, you might want to go here.
Space. Permissions for share box dialog. Share permissions page. Permissions for colon list view. Everyone. 1-1.
Everyone, which is good.
Tab. Remove button. Tab. Allow full control checkbox checked.
Okay, these are the boxes you can specify. I've decided to check to allow everything because it's only me.
Tab. Deny full control check. Tab. Allow change checkbox checked. Tab. Deny change checkbox not checked. Tab. Allow read checkbox checked. Tab. Deny read checkbox not checked.
I'm not sure why it has duplicate, well, similar options for both. I'm not sure why it has similar choices for each one. So I'm not sure what happened if you check two of the boxes for like deny and then allow. It's kind of weird.
Tab, okay button. Tab, cancel tab, share permissions tab.
Okay, I'm going to tab and see what else is there. No, there's no other page, so I'm going to press enter because I didn't do anything.
Colon, enter, permissions button, alt plus tab, caching button, tab, new share button, tab, view your Windows firewall settings link.
Okay, so do Control Tab for security.
Security page for special permissions over advanced settings. Click advanced permissions for colon list view. Administrators left parent Lenovo / administrators right parent 1-5.
Okay, because this is Windows XP Professional, you would have this page. With Windows XP Home, you don't have this page. And so that was why I could access, you know, using my laptop, I could access every files on my PC. And vice versa was not the case.
Tab, add dot 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 button, shift tab, permissions for colon, everyone.
I'm going to choose everyone. And I'm going to find the advanced button.
Tab, remove tab, allow full control checkbox check, tab, deny full control checkbox not check, tab, allow modify checkbox check, tab, deny modify tab, allow read and execute checkbox check, tab, deny tab, allow list folder contents checkbox check, tab, deny list tab, allow read checkbox check, tab, deny read checkbox tab. Allow right checkbox check, tab, deny right tab, advanced button, alt plus D space, advanced security settings for documents dialog, permissions page, list view, allow everyone full control as not imperative, greater list folders, subfolders and files, 1-6, alt plus T.
Okay, that's good.
Allow everyone full tab, add dot 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 tab, edit the tab, remove button, alt plus tab, compare from parent to permission tab, replace permission entries on all child objects with entries shown near and apply the child objects check.
I'm not sure what these means, I just left them alone.
Tab, okay, but tab, cancel tab. Permissions tab.
Okay, I'm going to do Control Tab.
Auditing tab.
Another Control Tab, because I didn't do anything here.
Owner tab.
Owner's tab. This is the one very important.
Tab, current owner of this item, colon, read only edit, administrator tab, list view, not selected, administrators left parent, Lenovo / administrators right parent, 102, alt plus O, tab, replace owner on sub containers and objects, checkbox not checked, alt
okay.
plus R.
I checked this box and it seemed to solve my problems about accessing PDF files and .txt files. So I'm going to check it here. I'm not sure why it is unchecked right now.
Space check, tab, OK button.
Kind of okay.
Enter. Advanced left tab, OK button. Enter.
Okay, on this.
New documents, 204.
And I'm going to close
Alt
this.
F4, desktop.
Okay, so I think that's all I did. So let me turn on my PC and see if I can access files using my PC and then using my laptop. Okay, I've turned on my PC. And so right now I'm on my PC. And we'll see whether I can access files of my laptop. Okay, so you go into the desktop, which where I am right now, and go into my network place. Oh,
M.
I thought.
Okay. Windows M, folder view is new, not selected computer, one of my network places, enter.
Okay.
My network places, list view, not.
Choose entire network by pressing E.
E, entire network.
Enter.
List view, not selected Microsoft terminal services, 1-3. Microsoft Windows network.
Choose this one and then enter.
List not selected, Quinn D101.
Oh, maybe I should slow down JAWS for this one.
JAWS context menu options submenu mode. Enter faces dot dot dot. Voices submenu. Enter global adjustments dot dot dot. G. Enter read menus. Global quick rate 95 left right slider 50% 49% 40% 37% 36% 35%.
I hope that's low enough.
Microsoft Windows Network. List view not selected. Quinn Lee. Quinn Lee.
Okay, Quinn Lee, because that's the name of my network.
Enter. List view not selected. Humanware PC left parent. Humanware right parent. 102. ThinkPad X60 left parent. Lenovo right parent.
That's my laptop.
Enter. List view not selected. Printer. 103. Share docs.
Share docs.
Enter. List view not selected. Bluetooth exchange folder. 1. Downloads. MP3. Software. MP3.
Okay, let me try to access a music file.
Enter. List view not selected. Chinese. 1. F. Foreign. Enter list view jg-gold-home-toy.mp3. Enter.
It's French, so it's pronounced kind of weird.
An application
I'm
window.
Opening it. And okay, good. So let me access a Word document.
And Vancouver Flight. And list view secureDrive.r2000000obesity.txt.
This is a .txt, that's good too. I'm going to open
Enter.
This.
Obesity.txt dash plan, plan, commander.
Okay,
plan,
so
plan,
I can open that without any problem. Let me find a PDF file.
Obesity.pdf, enter. Adobe Reader dash left bracket obesity.pdf right bracket. Cancel button, content preparation progress dialog. Please wait while the document is being prepared for reading. Cancel button, obesity.pdf, no links, obesity.pdf.
Okay, this is the file that I, this is the article that I use for my assignment. About obesity.
Commentary.
Okay, so I'm gonna close that.
Alt F4, folder view list view.
And I'm gonna try to find a Word file.
Pure.doc.
There you go.
Enter. Pure.doc dash Microsoft Word. Print page 1. Length 67 up.
Okay, so I can open that too. No problem.
Alt F4.
I'm not sure what else I should try to open.
Casey use right 07.
Well, I think it looks like I can open every of them. So I'm going to go on my laptop and see if I can open files on my PC.
Alt F4, desktop, folder view with view.
Actually, while I'm on my PC, let's try to configure my printer so that the sharing option is enabled. Because what I would like to do is to be able to use my printer from my laptop wirelessly.
Start menu, start
I'm gonna go
S,
to the
control,
start
S,
menu
program,
and then
menu.
Settings.
Settings submenu S control panel C network
printer.
Printers and fax enter. Leaving menus. Printers and faxes. List view not selected. Add printer. What auto Microsoft Office fax. HP LaserJet 1020.
This is the one. I'm gonna go to Alt Enter.
Alt Enter. HP LaserJet 1020.
Control Tab for share.
Sharing page. You can share this printer with other users on your network. To enable sharing for this printer, click Share this printer. Windows Firewall is already configured to allow the sharing of printers with other computers on the network. Share this printer radio button check. 202 Alt Tab. Share name colon edit HP Alt plus H.
Okay, so the name of it is HP.
Tab. Drivers additional drive. Tab. OK button.
Okay, so because it was already enabled, so let me close this.
Alt F4. Desktop. Folder.
Okay, so now I'm going to go onto my laptop then. Okay, so I'm on my laptop right now, and I will try to access my files from my PC. I'm going to go to my desktop.
Windows 10. My network place.
Actually, I'm already on it.
PC.
So let's go into my network place.
Enter. My network places. List view. Network setup. E. Entire network.
Entire network.
Enter. List view not selected. Microsoft Terminal Server. Microsoft Windows Network.
This one.
Enter. List view not selected. Quinn Lee. 101. Quinn Lee. Enter. List view not selected. Humanware PC left parent. ThinkPad X60 left parent. Humanware PC left parent. Humanware right parent.
Yeah, this is the one. Oh, sorry. I'm going to have to adjust my microphone. Actually, you can place this as a shortcut on the desktop. So you can do this on the PC too. I forgot to do that. Actually, I already did that, but I forgot to show you how to do that on my PC. But so right now you're on that icon and you do the application key.
Applications, context menu, open, O.
I think you scroll up.
Properties, create shortcut, S.
Create shortcut. So once you press enter on this, it will say something like, cannot create shortcut here, would you like to place on the desktop? And of course you do. So you're gonna place that on the desktop. And to find that, I think it would call something like shortcut 2 and then the file name. So Humanware PC or Lenovo or something like that. So I'm going to get out here because I already created that.
Escape, leaving menus, list view, human where PC left
I'm going to enter on
enter.
Here.
List view not selected HP, one of PC virtual printer, share box.
Actually, I didn't care about these,
printer, PC virtual,
you know,
HP.
These too much. I didn't care about the printers. So basically, I did a shortcut
printer, share box.
For share documents instead. So that will take me directly to the documents. I'm going to go into here.
Enter. List view not selected, save Canada.
Okay, so I'm going to try to open a video file
in
you.
Enter. List view not selected, I'll add the grand dash bot, I'll add it.
I have a tons of them here. Let me open something interesting. Well,
enter,
I don't know.
I'll add it.
I'm not going to play them. Oh!
List view not the video. 40 video.
I'm not sure why I have two video folders, but I do. So I got into the wrong
enter.
One.
List view not selected DVD. One of, I'll add the tram dash 1.mp. I'll add the tram dash 1b.mpg.wmb. T. Belongs.com USB. Oh, the 516.wmb. Enter.
This is a Chinese video dubbed in Vietnamese. So let's see. It looks like it can open it. That's loud. I play in real player, so that's why the volume is really high. Okay, so I can open that. So let me open the music file.
List view not selected. Save Canada Guide. M modem. MP3. Enter. List view F forum. Enter. List view delete dash pesa mucho dot MP3. Enter.
So you can open that.
An application window.
Okay, so I can open that. Let me open a Word file.
List view not selected. Chinese. 1 of 8. List view N. References for DR. Millions and first.
I listen to music from other ethnic, so
enter.
That's why you hear Chinese and English and foreign.
Microsoft Word. Print page 1. Blank.
Okay, so it looks like I can open that.
Four.
Let me try a PDF file.
Share docs on PPTC044.pdf. Enter. Adobe Reader dash left bracket PPTC044.pdf right bracket content preparation progress dialog. Please wait while the document is being prepared for reading. Cancel button.
I think it's a bit slow because it's PDF. But it looks like it can open because before, as soon as I open it, it would give me an error message. And but now it doesn't give me, yeah, so this is a passport application, so I'm going to close that. Okay, so it looks like I can open all types of files, well, at least the ones that I'm interested in, on my PC as well as my laptop. So now I'm going to set up the printer to be able to work on the network. And the way you do that is you would be on the, you have to add on a network printer on every single computer that your printer is not attached to. You don't have to do that on the computer that your printer is attached to. So right now the computer is obviously is not attached to my laptop, so I'm going to go
start menu, my Bluetooth places, and my
to start
Bluetooth
menu,
places, and
settings,
and network, printers and faxes, key,
printer
enter,
and faxes,
menu, start button, printers and faxes, list view not select, auto, add printer, enter,
add printer,
add printer wizard dialog, next greater button, alt plus n,
press next,
enter, select the option that describes the printer you want to use, colon, to set up a network printer that is not attached to a print server, use the quote local printer, quote option, a network printer or a printer attached to another computer, radio button check, 2 of 2, alt plus e,
that's good,
enter,
enter,
what printer do you want to connect to, browse for a printer, radio button check, one tab, left back, left tab. Next greater button,
you can browse for
next
it.
Enter, comment, colon, status, colon, documents, waiting, colon, share, printer, colon, list box, Quinley, 2 of 5, alt plus
Quinley,
S.
I think it should be humanware. I'm not sure if Quinley or humanware. I think it's humanware.
Humanware.
There you go.
Shift tab, printer, colon, edit, alt plus T.
Okay, so here, this is how you type in
backslash.
Humanware.
Backslash.
Either HP or HP LaserJet 1020. So I'm going to try HP.
T tab, share printers, colon, list box, Humanware, tab, left back button, tab, next greater, enter, connect to printer dialog. You are about to connect to a printer on Humanware, which will automatically install a print driver on your machine. Printer drivers may contain viruses or scripts that can be harmful to your computer. It is important to be certain that the computer sharing this printer is trustworthy. Would you like to continue? Yes button, alt plus Y.
I already add that on, so I'm not sure what happened if I press continue. But before I turned on my Norton, this would not go this far, this dialogue. So usually it just gives me like an error message saying something like cannot connect to the printer. But now it gives me this dialogue. Obviously, I think it can connect. So I'm going to click yes.
Enter. Yes, radio button checked. 1 of 2. Alt was live.
So now a new dialogue.
Add printer wizard dialogue. Do you want to use this printer as the default printer? Do you want to use this printer as the
yes.
Next greater button. Enter. Completed the add printer wizard to close this wizard. Click finish. You have successfully completed the add printer wizard. You specify the following printer settings. Bold name. Bold. Finish button. Add. Less than add. Finish button.
Sorry.
Enter. Printers and faxes. List you add printer. 1 of 4.
So right now I have
Auto Microsoft Office document image writer on HumanWare.
I think it's some sort of
HP LaserJet 1020 on HumanWare.
Mm-hmm.
Microsoft Office document image writer.
Okay, cool. So I'm gonna close this.
Alt F4. Desktop folder view list.
I'm gonna open
Word.
W.
Document 1-Microsoft.
And because I don't want to waste paper, this is a blank page. So I'm gonna try to print this.
Control P. Print dialog. Number of copies. Code.
I'm gonna tap a few tabs to find printer name.
Tab. Options. Tab. Okay. But tab. Cancel. But tab. Name colon combo box. \\ HumanWare / HP LaserJet 1020. Alt+N.
Good.
\\ HumanWare / HP LaserJet 1020. \\ HumanWare / HP LaserJet 1020.
Okay, I'm gonna enter on this.
\\ HumanWare / HP LaserJet 1020. Enter. Document 1. Print edit.
Yay! It works! Okay. So I'm gonna put the paper back because it's blank. Okay. Let me close Word. Oh, I did close it. There's another thing I would like to show you, and it's quite interesting. You can actually share drives, CD or DVD drives, with from on one computer with another. And this is a very useful thing. For example, I did buy an external USB DVD drive burner that is for my laptop, but I find it a little bit cumbersome to use it. For one thing, I don't use the DVD drive on my laptop that much, and for another thing, whenever I use the burner, I have to plug the AC adapter into the wall, and I have to plug the USB cable into my laptop. And also, my sister, she has a laptop and she doesn't have a DVD burner, and she's thinking of borrowing mine. So I guess my only concern then is, well, what if I like to install something on a CD on my computer? And so being able to share the drive will allow me to install things, as well as being able to use the DVD drive or CD drive on my PC and being able to access that on my laptop. So I will show you how to set up the sharing process. So let me turn on my PC. Okay, my PC is now turned on. I will not be able to demonstrate the CD and the DVD drive sharing because I already did that. So the dialog boxes look different now. But I will try to do a floppy drive instead.
Windows
MP. So I'm going to go to my computer.
C, search sub menu, C,
for oh, wait.
Search. Read menus. Windows M. Desktop. C. Folder view is new. My network places. M. Microsoft. M. MPP. M. My network places. M. Microsoft Word. C. Computer.
It's actually called computer now.
Computer, this new not selected a floppy left there, they folder up there, 1 of 12.
Floppy, so I'm going to do Alt-Enter on that.
Alt-Enter.
Okay, so I'm going to go to the share tab, by sharing page, by doing control tab. There you go. Okay, basically this is the only option right here, right now. So you have to click on that link.
Okay button.
Because otherwise when you tap, it would just say okay. I'm going to shift tap.
Shift tap to protect your computer from the mouse. Local sharing and security. The share is only for users of this computer only. Granted to the share documents folder. Link.
Okay.
Tap Check network sharing and security share is folder on the network. Checkbox not checked. Alt plus N.
There you go. The only thing you need to do with this is check here.
Add network sharing and security share main folder. The copy left fairway right fairway. Alt plus H. Add network sharing and security. Allow network users to change my files. Checkbox not checked. Alt plus W.
I'm going to check this.
Face check.
Because it's only me.
Add network sharing and security. Learn more about sharing and security. Link. Add new Windows firewall settings. Link. Add OK button.
OK.
Enter. 100%. Send folder permissions. Dialog. Cancel button. Computer list. UA copy left fairway. Folder right fairway. 112.
There you go. Okay, I'm going to close this.
Alt F4. Desktop.
Okay, so I will show you how to access the drive on my laptop. In particular, even if you can't install things on that. Okay, I'm on my laptop right now, and I have just put in the JAWS CD into one of my CD drives on my PC. So I'm going to go into my network place. Well, go to my desktop first.
Windows 10. Leave menus. Folder view list view. Unware 709.
There you go.
M folder view list view. Microsoft Word 809. M MPV. M my network place. Enter. My network place is list E. Entire network. Enter. List view not selected. Microsoft Terminal Services 103. Microsoft Network. Enter. List view not selected. Quinny 101. Quinny. Enter. Unware PC left fairing. Unware. ThinkPad X60 left fairing. Mobile right fairing.
There you go.
Enter. List view not selected. A lobby left fairing. E.
Okay. Because if I press enter on this, it will do the autoplay on my PC. So I don't want that to happen. I'm going to explore.
Applications, context menu, open, O. Explore S. Enter.
And do
F6.
Go to the bottom.
Yeah.
There's the X. Okay, so I'm going to click on this. I'm not going to install this, but I like to show you that you can actually access this.
Enter.
Please make sure that all applications, including screen readers and magnification programs, are shut down before continuing with its installation.
Okay,
press
so
the setup button to install JAWS. Press cancel.
I'm going
to
close
answer.
This. So as you can see, it does work. This is very good for me because now I can watch, you know, videos or listening to music on a CD on my laptop using my PC, because my PC is always on anyways. You know, without being worried about using a CD/DVD drive, which can run battery if they don't use the AC adapter, or if I use the AC adapter, then I'm kind of stuck to the being close to the outlet. So this way, it's very good for me. I can show you. I have another CD drive on here, and I can show you that it does actually work.
My network places. Enter. My network places. List E. Entire. Enter. List view not selected. Microsoft Terminal Services. Microsoft. Enter. List view not selected. Quinny. Quinny. Enter. List view. ThinkPad X60 left there in the lower right. Enter. List view. E.
There's another drive called E.
Enter. List view not selected. 1017.wmv.
And there's another
enter
video. I'm going to click on.
My application window.
And it plays it. Okay, you don't need to hear that. The next thing that I did, although this is optional, it's kind of more like a personal preference more than anything. Right now, on each of my computer, my PC and my laptop, there are two folders. It's my documents and it's shared documents. And I found it too complicated to have two folders. You know, I have to worry about synchronizing them and things like that. And because I know there's only me on the network, so I like to make my documents into the location of that to be my shared document. And the way you would do that is you would go into my start menu, find my documents. So you click enter on that, and then right click or do the application key on my documents or on documents or sometimes it could be Quinley's document, something like that. And you right click on that and go into properties, and then there should be an option something about moving target. And I would go, I can't do that. I can't show you that now because that icon is gone. And I think I would have to restore it in the control panel and all that stuff to show you that option. But basically, you have to find, move the target, or something like that. And then it would allow you to browse. And the shared document should be in your computer under the shared documents. And you can enter on that. And then from now on, your main documents become, you know, are located in the shared documents. So right now I have only two folders, the shared documents on my PC and then the shared documents on my laptop. So I think that's about it. I hope you found this podcast useful. It certainly took me longer than that because there were a few problems I couldn't figure out. But, you know, internet is such a great source that, you know, I was able to quickly read up on something. Actually, I didn't have to read much, but I was able to figure that out. So good luck, and I will talk to you next time. Oh, if you have any questions or comments, I'm certainly not a computer expert, but if you have any questions or if I left out anything, my email is Quyen, Quyen, 0313@gmail.com. Thank you. Bye-bye. And it is 12 o'clock right now.